Welcome to episode 253 of the 10 10 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 10 10 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10 10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are working our way through the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, surpassing all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 offers us a wonderful promise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, which transcends or exceeds anything we can understand, which is bigger and better than anything we can imagine. A peace which reassures the heart will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. It is important to note the context of this promise because that's where we find the condition. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. God's peace is promised to those who pray with thanksgiving about everything. This peace will transcend our ability to understand it. There are other gifts of God that are not fully comprehensible to us. The gift of salvation is termed as indescribable or inexpressible in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 15. The complexity and wisdom of God's plan is inscrutable, according to Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9. Paul tells us in Ephesians 3 verse 19 that the love of Christ is something so great we will never fully understand it. Likewise, human reasoning is incapable of fully comprehending the peace of God. The believer who places his or her full confidence in a loving God and is thankful in every circumstance will possess a supernatural peace. An inner calm will dominate the heart. The faithful believer will know peace. His heart and mind are guarded by it, despite the tempest raging about. No one, especially those outside of Christ, will be able to fathom that peace. To most, it will remain a mystery how someone can be so serene in the midst of turmoil. The peace that comes from being in a right relationship with God is not the peace of this world. The world's peace depends on having favorable circumstances. If things are going well, then we feel peaceful. When things go awry, the peace quickly dissipates. Jesus makes the distinction between his peace and the world's vacillating peace in John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. God's supernatural peace surpasses natural understanding. A cancer patient who experiences a remission of the disease might proclaim, I am so thankful to God. That is praise. A cancer patient who is dying and in pain may calmly say, everything is all right. I claim Romans 8 verse 28 and I have peace in my heart. That is the peace that passes all understanding. Jesus died on the cross to make peace between us and God. He promised his disciples in John 14, verse 27, that he gives his peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but peace from his Holy Spirit. And here in his epistle, Paul encourages the Philippians to receive that peace through prayer. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you, those whose minds are stayed on you. Prayer focuses our minds back on the one who controls the universe. Whenever we are anxious, we're out of our new natural state. Our old state before being reborn was anxiety and fear. As new creations, no longer slaves to sin or anxiety, we can walk by the Holy Spirit in perfect peace. If we will pray in every situation with thanksgiving, the peace of God is our promise, and it will be a guard for our hearts and minds. Philippians 4 verse 7 begins with the word and. The conjunction refers to the preceding command about praying. if you are anxious, then you should pray about everything in every situation. Prayer gives God a chance to answer and be glorified. Prayer gives your mind a chance to be stayed on God. And prayer gives your mind a chance to give over your business to the only one who controls the universe. God's peace is not like the peace of the world. The world's peace is based on the world's thinking, which is fallen, fallible, fraught, and foolish thinking. The world's peace is circumstantial and depends on comparisons. The world's peace is fleeting. Here one moment, gone the next. God's peace, when it comes, overshadows and drives away the anxiety of the world. Sometimes, God will reveal why you should have peace in your situation, but He loves it when we don't need to know. He loves it when we trust in Him and our hearts are settled on His grace, goodness, willingness, and ability to save us and help us. Like a child with his good father, we need only to be with Him to be secure. This peace may look ludicrous to the watching world because it transcends, it passes, surpasses understanding. A heart or mind that is unguarded will wallow in fear and anxiety, having attempted to carry the burden of the Lord. Theologians and philosophers struggle to know where the mind ends and the heart begins, but they will both be at peace when one trusts in God and casts his or her cares on Him. There's peace. Being in Christ is practice for the believer to have a mind that is set on Christ. It is to be present with God in the moment, not busy doubting and fearing, but praying and obeying. The Bible describes three great aspects of peace that relates to God. One, peace from God. Paul continually uses this as an introduction to his letters. It reminds us that our peace comes to us as a gift from God. Number two, peace with God. This describes a relationship that we enter into with God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Number three, the peace of God. This is the peace spoken of in Philippians 4, verse 7. It is beyond all mind, that is beyond our power of thinking. Charles Spurgeon writes, "What is God's peace? The unruffled serenity of the infinitely happy God, the eternal composure of the absolutely well-contented God. This is available to us." Think a moment further about a peace which surpasses all understanding. It isn't that it is senseless and therefore impossible to understand, but that it is beyond our ability to explain. Therefore, it must be experienced. This peace doesn't just surpass the understanding of the worldly person. It surpasses all understanding. Even the godly person cannot comprehend this peace. This peace guards our hearts and minds. The word guard speaks of a military action. This is something that the peace of God does for us. It is a peace that is on guard over our heart and mind. When people seem to lose their heart or mind, it often is connected to an absence of the peace of God in their life. The peace of God then does not act as a guard for their hearts and minds. Father, thank you that you make a peace that passes understanding available to us. Grant that to us today. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.